Sarge really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Jace, do I just may?
It's really cold outside.
Monday Night Raw
with Dean Ambrose
is on tonight.
Roman Reigns is gonna suplex Bray Wyatt.
I know it's gonna be soon.
Like your dad
will be eating at Kowloon.
Don't go to sleep.
So hey, Andy Wong,
he's cool and will be spared.
Let's have some Saugus wings.
Don't go to sleep.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Christmas Eve to you all. It's Felger and Maz. No Felger, no Maz. I'm Joe Murray alongside Leroy Irvin.
Yes.
From 96.9, part of the Beasley family. As part of the Get Up crew. Listen to that show in the morning. Sarge on headlines as well. He just gave his Naughty or Nice list. We have In or Out at the end of the hour for those who...
Can't wait.
I do shows on the weekend here and fill in a lot often at the station, so... We're going to do In or Out Christmas Edition. Things that you are in on or out on.
Okay.
Easy as that. So yeah. 450. Stay tuned for that. We got some people lined up on the phone lines as well. Again, the number here is 617-779-0985. I do want to get into the Josh Gordon stuff in just a little bit. But let's go to Eric, who's in Plymouth. What's going on, Eric? You're on the Sports Hub.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
You too, man.
I just want to talk about how, you know, I think it's funny, this team, after losing to Miami, the Patriots, losing to Miami and then losing to Pittsburgh, everyone was kind of down on them, obviously. They weren't playing well, can't sugarcoat it. But people are kind of jumping off the bandwagon. Then 1 week later, you know, we're back to looking like we're going to have a first-round bye and we still have a chance of getting a home field throughout the playoffs. So this team has been playing bad football, no doubt, but they're still exactly where they're supposed to be, I think, right now. And Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in the playoffs, I mean, I'm going to give them the edge against any team in any stadium in the playoffs. They just have so much experience. I'm not writing this team off.
Boy, you know, I don't disagree that they're where they're supposed to be, but I think they could be the number one seed easily. Mm-hmm. And how many games did they lose on the road this year? So you think they can go on the road, this team, and beat absolutely anybody?
In a playoff scenario, I mean, find me another coach quarterback combo who has as much experience in the playoffs as this team.
Yeah, there isn't. Well, you'll never find one. You can go back hundreds of years. You'll never find one.
I'm with the caller, Joe. I told you at the start of the show here that Eric's onto something, and the AFC is wide open, and it's very hard to bet against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick with all that experience.
With this year. How many times? They went on the road to the Lions, and what happened to the Lions?
What happened to the Kansas City Chiefs at home against the Chargers? Yeah,
the Patriots had the ball last. That's what happened. There's a 40. How many points in that game total? Say,
which one is that?
The Patriots had the football last.
For what game?
The Chiefs game.
No, that's how they won that game. I'm talking about the Chiefs and the Chargers 2 weeks ago, okay? Anything can happen is what I'm saying.
Yeah, the Chargers had the ball last, and personally, I thought the officials had something to do with that game.
They were terrible, but anything can happen. So it's hard to bet against them. I get what he's saying. I agree.
See, I feel like there's a lot of Patriots fans that are biased.
I'm trying not to be, but I'm being honest.
I love the Patriots. I've loved following this team for years. Season ticket holder. Like, it's good for us if the Patriots go on a long run, okay? But I'm not going to sit here and say that anything we've seen this year, they can still go into any stadium and win. They haven't proven that this year.
If the Ravens come here, I'd run for the hills.
But see, the fact that they're at home, I give them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, again, I'd still be, that's my only scare.
And see, personally, the whole Kansas City going on the road thing, there's still the Andy Reid factor in a rookie quarterback.
I know.
Or a first-year quarterback.
Who's to say they're going to make it out of the divisional round? They may not.
They might not, depending on who they play.
Yeah.
So, yes, the AFC is completely wide open. There's no doubt about it. All I'm trying to say is this. Anything that we've seen this year, besides them playing bad on the road and struggling to throw the football, like, you can't take any of this and say they can beat anyone.
Right.
You just can't this year. It's different. And I don't know, the way Tom Brady's trending, does it look like you have confidence in him winning, you know, actually putting everything on his shoulders and winning a game? No.
Right.
They don't.
They've consistently showed us that they're inconsistent. So you can't, you know, you can't build on that. You can't have that much confidence in the team come playoff time.
We have Marty, who's in Hartford, Connecticut. What's going on, Marty? Hey.
Hey, how you doing today, man? My name is Imani, but he just said it wrong.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, I called to talk about the two earlier callers from earlier that talked about trading Marcus Smart. And how he's not reliable for a team. I think I object on that because Marcus Smart is one of the best players we have on the team right now. And the guy who just said that, he knows nothing about the Celtics at all. Because Marcus Smart is one of the best defenders on the team, aside from Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. If we're going to trade somebody, I think we should trade Gordon Hayward because he hasn't been how Gordon Hayward should be since he came back from the injury.
Where's the value? Right. Tell me where there's any value with Gordon Hayward at this point. He's got a max contract, and he's still off a bad injury.
Yeah. You're going to get nothing.
Exactly. There's no value in him right now. So that's what I'm saying. If anybody should get traded, it should be him next offseason because I don't think it would be smart for us to trade him right now. I think he would still be reliable as like a role player, but I don't think for starting, I don't think he should start ever again for the Celtics. I think Jaylen Brown should also get traded as well because he's just a little too aggressive and he does too much with the ball. Like Kyrie was saying the other day, Jason Tatum is a great young athlete. As soon as he learns how to basically start playing ISO ball, he's going to be great. But I think we should get rid of Gordon Hayward and Jaylen Brown. Our team is going to be better than Golden State, the Rockets, or any other team in the NBA right now.
Damn. Thanks, buddy. Do you think the issue with this team right now is that they have to make a trade?
No. It's all internal. Mental communication type stuff. That's what it is. Talent is there. They have it all. They just got to figure it out amongst themselves.
You're not firing the coach or anything like that.
Play time, you know, figuring out your substitutions and so forth. Yeah, that's an aggressive take what he said there.
Yeah, and listen, they had their starting five this year. If you want to talk about the best starting fives in the league,
right?
You know, they had Jaylen Brown in that rotation. Mm-hmm. They had Gordon Hayward in there with Al Horford and Jason Tatum and Irving. So it wasn't working.
Yeah.
So what do? They put in Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
Who helps Kyrie Irving defend.
Right.
Right. That was one of the things for years with people said about Avery Bradley and Isaiah Thomas. Oh, you need Avery Bradley out there. Well, you know, who'd you trade Avery Bradley for? Mm-hmm. Marcus Morris. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it look like a pretty good trade now?
Yeah, it does. Right.
And at the time, people said you hated the defense. But I think Marcus Morris brings a lot to the team. The guy can post up. He can take you off the dribble. He certainly can shoot the three. Mm-hmm. He's got swag. I mean, he's definitely a tough guy out there. He can play the 3-4, the 5 if you need him. In a pinch, like, that guy's going to be a free agent next year. He's playing, I think, for some dollars as well.
Yeah,
you know, but at the same time, I think he's a guy who needs to score the basketball. And if I'm Jaylen Brown, Jaylen, do everything you can off the bench. Do all the intangibles. Like, be an explosive player and show that you can be valuable off the bench. Mm-hmm. Right? Clearly, he should be a starter and would probably start for many other teams in this league. But if he shows that he can do more, his value will still go up, and he'll still get his payday.
Mm.
Terry Rozier, you want to complain about your playing time? Well, don't go 0-11 in the Eastern Conference Championship game from downtown. Like, you were a backup. That's what you are. You're a backup point guard, and right now you're just insurance for Kyrie Irving. But at some point, like, what is it going to take for everybody to get on the same page? Is it a closed-door meeting? Is it Al Horford getting back into the rotation, or is it trading Gordon Hayward? Because I'll tell you right now, Hayward's going nowhere.
Right.
Yeah, the signing is going to be a rough one to eat, but at the same time, you need Gordon Hayward if you're going to win a championship.
But I think also with the Celtics and kind of just in general when it comes to sports here in Boston, fans, we got to learn how to be a little bit more patient. You know, again, Gordon Hayward is coming back from that horrific injury, and we're not even at the midway point. Relax. Everyone's just so ready to just throw him out, throw him in the trash, get rid of him. Relax. Let's learn how to practice some patience.
What do they always say, guys? When does the season start in the NBA?
After Christmas.
Well, yeah, Christmas Day.
Oh, Christmas
Day. So there you go. So we're here.
Yeah.
Celtics and 76ers. Yeah. 76ers made the Jimmy Butler trade.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that... I'm interested to see what happens on
That'll
Christmas
That'll be interesting.
Day. I already looked at the line for those who...
Oh, what is it?
Goodness.
It's 3.5.
3.5?
Right now. So Vegas has the Celtics favored in this matchup.
I take the Celts.
And I don't know who's been playing. I mean, I'll look it up, but who's been playing better lately? I think Jimmy Butler's been a pretty good fit for the 76ers.
Well, you're just snapping that losing streak, and it's your last home game till what, next week? Because they hit the road. I want to say Wednesday, I think they go out of town. So, or actually Thursday. But I think they're going to pull it off tomorrow. I really do. And they lost last year on Christmas Day to Washington. Remember that?
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
Right, and they beat the Knicks a couple of years before that
at Madison Square Garden, though.
Yeah,
but
last year was like a rematch of the playoffs from a year ago.
Yeah,
that they won in seven games because of Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Like, the Celtics, I think, can work this out, people.
Yeah.
And again, when it, remember the Celtics, the last big run they had, the big three run? Mm-hmm. They had a home opportunity in a game six against LeBron James.
Yep.
LeBron had the game of his life.
Yep.
They lost. They went on the road in game seven. They still had a lead in the fourth quarter, and they lost the game.
Oh, that's when it was.
So, like, when it comes down to it, talent wins in this league.
Yeah, right.
And maybe right now there are some players who just take some regular season games off, and it's what we're seeing right now. And maybe that's what some of the finger pointing is in that locker room. But I'll tell you this much. If they're going to go on a deep run, Gordon Hayward's going to be a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that right now.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
More bad news concerning Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
He was suspended indefinitely again by the league. Give us an update.
Well, it was not for marijuana. This is also a situation where Josh Gordon, he did not appeal the suspension. He just took the penalty immediately. And the Patriots, they knew there's issues with Josh. They had people with him constantly. Before the trade deadline, they were trying to trade for a top receiver, a Randall Cobb, a Demaryius Thomas, just for fear that something like this could happen. This is also not a lifetime ban. The NFL saying he could still come back. He's obviously going to have to show that he is on the straight and narrow and has completely changed his ways. But obviously rough news there for Josh Gordon.
Back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. I'm Joe Murray. Leroy Irvin in studio today. Sarge on the headlines. Jake Glazer coming up with some good audio there. Good find there by Mason. Not suspended for marijuana use. So I don't want to speculate. But just bringing up the way everything worked out. A Instagram post came out from Josh Gordon saying he was stepping away. Most people were like, oh, you know, get it. Best of luck to you, Josh. Like, you know, we're in our thoughts. And then reports come out saying that he could be banished from the league. He got in trouble again. There was even stuff that the Patriots may have even known about it, which I thought was kind of interesting. That was all debunked over the weekend. So it wasn't a marijuana thing, and he might not be banished from the league. That's kind of the big takeaway from the weekend is with the Josh Gordon thing. My biggest issue with Josh Gordon, I think it was a risk. I think it worked out for 11 weeks.
Yeah.
For 11 weeks, it worked out. But after a two-game losing streak and with two games remaining in the season, the guy that you started building your offense around, they built their offense around the most undependable player in the league. Like, think about it. You can't. This guy was, again, bong hits away from being out of the league.
Yeah.
And now they're building their offense around the guy. And the thing that truly bothers me the most, at the trade deadline, they didn't even try to get insurance. You heard there, Randall Cobb was on the mic, was on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Demaryius Thomas is on the list. You know why they didn't make those moves? Money. And earlier you mentioned things about, oh, you think the Patriots would try to not win games because of money? Yes! How about Malcolm Butler not playing in the Super Bowl? Who got paid this offseason?
Yeah.
It was Malcolm Butler. But the biggest thing about it is, we want to talk about the talent this year or how Tom Brady's playing. It all goes back to the decisions made by the coach going back to last Super Bowl. Not playing Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl and Tom Brady saying, hey, what kind of package are we in where Malcolm's not on the field? Like, he didn't know. And now the decisions they made this year. We went through the laundry list of replacements for Danny Amendola and Brandon Cooks. Kenny Britt. Yeah. Eric Decker couldn't even make it through camp. Corey Coleman. Out. See you later. Who else came in here? Jordan Matthews. See ya. Malcolm Mitchell.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
See ya. They still don't have a replacement for Danny Amendola and Brandon Cooks.
Right.
So we want to talk about it. Brady doesn't look well. Well, maybe he's got no talent around him.
Cooks would be awesome right about now.
And maybe the Cooks thing was tied into the Garoppolo thing. That's something you hear.
Right, right.
Maybe
they wanted. Can you imagine that, like, right now, a second year under your belt with Tom Brady?
Oh, and how does it look for the coach? Well, I'll give him credit here. Maybe he wanted to move on from Gronk a little bit early. Yeah. But, no, quarterback's going to step in. I'll retire. Oh, and then the whole OTA thing. Oh, yeah, Kraft comes out. You know, we all can spend a little bit of time away from the game. There's a million reasons why the offense doesn't look good. Talent, I think, is number one, okay? Then maybe Brady and his age and injury is probably the other. But Josh Gordon now not being with the team with two weeks to go into the season, battling for a playoff spot, and there was no insurance whatsoever, that is on the coach. Mm. And it's still, to me right now, we all bought into it. We all depended on Josh Gordon, the team, the players, the offensive coordinator. We depended on the guy that's literally a one bad issue off the field away from being out of the league.
Yes, but why did we buy into it?
Because the guy can play.
No, and plus because we've seen it work out season after season. As far as the decisions that are made, we've all complained. I remember when I forget which draft it was, but everyone was screaming for Dez Bryant. I mean, we've seen stuff like that. Pats don't do what we want. They'll trade away a pick or whatever, and they still end up being successful. So I think that's what most of us bought into. All right, Josh Gordon, well, if anybody can, the Pats can. They'll figure it out. And I don't blame. Yeah, and they could.
They had people with them 24 hours a day.
24 hours, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So what was going on?
And supposedly he got away the bye week?
Something happened during the bye week. Again, they depended on this guy.
Yeah.
They depended on him. They started making their offense around the guy.
Mm.
I mean, if you watch the Hogan play, three guys were covering Josh Gordon down the field. They had to throw it to Chris Hogan finally. To me, the fact that they got no insurance for this guy at the trade deadline,
mm-hmm.
that's just inexcusable to me. Absolutely inexcusable.
Well, and they knew that this could happen. They knew that there could be a relapse with the whole situation there.
Yeah.
And you're right. They did nothing to absolutely have that as a back option. And then now they're paying the price.
There's something commendable, though, about giving him a chance, giving him a shot, to me.
I'm with you.
Maybe I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid or whatever, but I feel like, you know, hey, they did set him up, like you said. They set him up with some security or whatever to kind of hold
his
hand.
Some people you just can't help.
Yeah.
Next to Tom Brady's locker.
Yeah, right, right.
There's some people you just can't help.
And, yeah, but you got to give him a chance.
In the end, though, this Josh Gordon story is not a football story, okay?
No.
And I'm saying this nicely.
Uh-huh.
It's I know people want to bring up mental health and things of that degree. The Josh Gordon story is not a football story. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Patriots tried to help him. The Browns tried to help him. Baylor tried to help him. Like, you go back to his, you know, his career as a young kid. Like, he's had a rough upbringing.
Right.
Really rough. This guy's got a bullet in his shoulder still.
Mm.
I think to this day, from some of the things that have happened to him from back in the day. But I just can't believe they depended on this guy.
Can I ask you a question, guys? Both of you a question.
Yeah.
If Josh Gordon gets well, would you take him back?
Yes.
Would you give him not even a second or third? This is just another chance.
I think that the players would. I mean, Tom Brady was wearing his garb yesterday. Julian Edelman has the number 10 up on his profile. Like, I think the players back him, mm-hmm. and I think the coaches have said great things about the guy.
He's talented. He's a talented guy.
There's a talent there, but you can't depend on him.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. If you definitely know, I mean, we don't have a crystal ball. We just don't. But if you really believe that he's not going to have a relapse, if you can get guarantee from the league that he won't be suspended again, which is going to be very highly doubtful, then I would do it. But you got to keep that into account, too, because the rules are the rules. You break that, you're out.
If he's allowed to play again.
A big if.
How many chances is that guy going to get, though?
Do you see him back in the league?
No.
I think
it's a mental health issue that just can't be fixed.
Mm. It's sad. It's very sad.
Again, it's not a football story.
It's not. No.
Josh Gordon situation, it's sad. And I don't even want to get into the mental health stuff.
Right.
I think it's more on the Patriots for depending on this guy.
For the football side, the Patriots screwed up. They royally screwed up, and they didn't get the insurance. That's their own fault. They have no one to blame themselves.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Pastrnak over the line to Bergeron, into the right circle, returns high slot, Marchand pulls it to the right dot, walks in, centered, deflected, short side, fought for, Bergeron, he scores! Grab that puck, that's his 300th career National Hockey League goal, he's got a pair today, it's a power play marker for 37, 2-1 Bruins!
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub, I'm Joe Murray. Leroy Irvin alongside as well.
What's up?
Got Sarge.
What up, Joe?
In or Out, Christmas edition, coming up in just about 10 minutes or so.
Ooh, can't wait.
So stay tuned for that. Quick Bruins breather. Bruins won three in a row.
Uh-huh.
They got Patrice Bergeron back. Scores the first goal. And then there was a goalie interference call, which I have no clue how it was goalie interference in the game the other day. And then Nashville ties it right up, 1-1, and Bergeron scores his 300th goal. The game could have went straight downhill after that call, but Bergeron was the difference in that one, had two goals. And, you know, you look at the list of, you know, goal scorers for the Bees or whatever, like, Bergeron is a huge impact for this team. And they went, what, 9-6-1 without him, I believe, him and Chara.
Right.
So,
he's up for 16.
The team lost yesterday, and Halak has been absolutely outstanding. And I don't want to get into the whole Tuukka Rask, he stinks, this and that, but they're on a three-game winning streak, Leroy.
Okay. Inform me, because...
Okay. They go on the road to play Carolina, who, by the way, is going to wear their Hartford Whalers jerseys.
That's a plus. That's nice.
Okay? I don't know if there was Brass... Did they play Brass Bonanza? I didn't
Of course they did, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But then Tuukka's in net. Charlie McAvoy throws one in the net on his own, or so an own goal, and then Tuukka blows the other goal, and then they lose the game. So I'm sitting there on Saturday afternoon, yay, Bees have won three in a row, Bergeron's back, and Chara's going to be ready for the Winter Classic, and, you know, then Rask goes back in net, and they lose a game. And it's like, I don't want to sit here and continue to pile on Tuukka Rask, but it's like, geez, this guy Halak is killing it. You're bringing Rask because you don't want the guy to play back-to-back games. And he lets in an own goal and lets in another one. It's just I can't invest in Tuukka Rask anymore.
I mean,
I can't do it.
I'm with you, but there were also two things there. You know, back to back. Okay, second half event. And you know what they say, Joe? Two goal lead is the hardest one to hold.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It's true though. I mean, the stats are always going against you there. You can't get rid of Tuukka Rask, Joe. It's not
going to
happen.
I know they're not going to. It's just,
and it's not going to happen.
The team plays so well.
I agree. Ride the
hot goalie. He goes in there and they
ride the hot goalie. I get it. Ride it. I understand.
Can I tick you off a little bit more?
Go ahead.
Did you hear what he said when asked about the goal that he allowed after turning the puck over? He said, the way I see it, it was an early Christmas present to the fellow.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God.
Great. Tuukka's giving up goals now.
Just handing him out like candy.
Just, hey, go ahead. Go in there. It's a Christmas present.
Yep.
And wearing the Whalers jerseys.
That's nice. That was a plus, man.
People were insulted. They didn't like that.
So I think they're going to do it when they come here next.
Nice.
I think they're going to be doing that. Yeah. Talk about an ultimate troll job.
Right. I'm not even a casual hockey fan, but... the Whalers? That's cool.
Yeah,
man.
It sounds cool, but when Carolina's doing it, it's bad. And they play in a mall. All right? Like, out on wearing the Hartford Whalers stuff.
God.
We got In or Out coming up in just a little bit. That's our Bruins breather. Let's get back to the calls here. We got Tony, who's in Shirley. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. You know, I've been waiting for a little bit. You know, I missed about 40 minutes of the show, so just bear with me. You always rehearse, but. You know, you can never remember what you're really going to say. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good, man.
Tony.
Oh, now, listen, everybody says, oh, the Patriots give up the run. Oh, they suck at it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you something. In Pittsburgh, they give up 17 and lose. They beat...
Buffalo.
They beat Kansas City, giving up a lot of points.
40,
and they beat Houston. My point is, for 17-10. Now look what New Orleans, a big, big defense team. Oh, they're good. The secondary is, I think, Pats are better. And the proof of the pudding is, what do they give up to the high flying Pittsburgh offense? Or I think have a pretty good offense if they can protect that Roethlisberger there guy. But what I'm trying, my point is that the Pats, I think they're a little sleepy. And Gronk looks like he's coming out of a wheelchair. I got to admit, he's supposed to be healthy. Maybe they're playing possum guys a little bit. You know, it could be. But my point now, one more thing, please. Now, when I'm still on, right?
Yeah. You're still on, yep.
All right, thanks, guys. I think you guys got a fantastic show. 1.5 I got to make. I think you should have your own show. I mean, you guys put people down, but you don't dig the knife and turn it like Fowler and Maz. That's just their M.O. I get it. I listen to every show. You know, I have sleep apnea, so sometimes I can't get 6 to 10. But long story short, I'm telling you, it's lining up like it always does every year. Brady, 126 yards. I've never heard that in a game when they win by, what, 12 or whatever. I don't think they covered, but who cares? They won. There's one more important thought I wanted to say. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that was nice of him. He had some nice comments.
Tony, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, good man, Tony.
Thank you for the kind words.
Can I say this? Can people stop with the playing possum and not showing their full... Like, cut it out. Stop it.
Like, you can do that stuff in the preseason, right? I mean, a little vanilla defense. Hey, don't get me wrong. There's some stuff I bet you the Patriots are holding for the playoffs.
I really think so.
Do they think they really came up with a passing game plan for the Buffalo this week? Because it didn't look like it.
Joe, look at the run game. Why?
But at the same time, Tom Brady could have done better than 126 yards.
Well, going into the game, we heard about the Buffalo run defense there and how good they were, top rated in the league and so forth. So I was expecting more of a pass game there. But when they started to get success with the run, mm-hmm. You know, keep the foot on the gas. Don't fix it if it ain't broke. Go ahead. Keep going
I feel you.
You know?
All right. We got David in Waltham. What's going on, David? You're on the Sports Hub.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Merry Christmas. You guys are doing a great job.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was nice to let that guy talk for so long. He was sweet. I think the Patriots are going to be fine. I think the whole AFC is kind of flopping right now too, but they'll be fine. You know, it'll be the coin flip. Are you guys there? Can't hear you.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So I just want to say it'll be a coin flip. And the Josh Gordon thing I wanted to say is a lot of sports reporters and stuff were saying that, like, you know, he was using as an excuse saying that, you know, he was just taking time off. And I was coming from a, you know, recovering addict. It's, you know how embarrassing it is to tell someone that you screwed up again?
Wow.
You know, I just feel bad for the guy. And, you know, it's his own mistakes, but, you know, it's embarrassing to come out and say that you screwed up again. And, you know, money is the root of all evil. That's all I got to say about the thing.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it. Again, I think he tried to get out in front of it. Mm-hmm. People felt bad. They did. And again, I'm not taking anything away from it, but something happened. It wasn't marijuana. We don't know what it was. He's now on the suspended list. He might not be done from football, but I don't know if he gets another chance. I think the Patriots might have been the last team to give him a chance.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall, what's that, the most famous reindeer of all? Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it goes. Come on! All of the
other. All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. I'm Joe Murray. Got Leroy Irvin in studio today. He's from 96.9, part of the Beasley family. Produces the Get Up Crew with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa.
Yeah.
And our buddy Mark Feldman.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Feldman does the rap for the Marty's Music.
Oh, right.
Yeah, going back like 8 years or so. Still have it in the system. Christmas edition today, Christmas Eve. Happy or Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Yeah, for sure.
We do a segment called In or Out. Okay. Let's get right to it. In or Out, Christmas edition.
What's it gonna be, McFly? Are you in or out?
I'll be your nonstop love. You're the one who gets the nonstop miracle.
All right, let's start it off, boys. Out. In or out? Christmas edition. In or out on candy canes?
Oh, man, in. Absolutely.
That sugar booger on a stick, man.
I'm in on them. I mean, it's a traditional thing for the holiday. And you know what? What's Christmas without a candy cane or a Christmas tree? So candy canes, you know, like a wreath and, you know, like, yeah. See, Leroy's
got some in my pocket. Yeah. I swear, I told you at the beginning of the show I had some.
Is that for me? One of them?
I think you candy canes are cool on Christmas.
Good?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm out on Christmas trees.
Yeah, don't, so Leroy, you keep it.
I think they are cool on when you put them on a Christmas tree.
Okay.
But, like, I only want a little piece. You know, I only want that little hook at the end. That's it. And the rest of it is sticky.
So get a mini one.
Right.
Well, that's fine, but I'm out on candy canes. There's much better candy
well,
out there
your breath
on the holiday.
Smells great, too. Peppermint, right. Dude.
Much better candy out there on the holiday.
Put them in a cup of tea.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Candy can. Yeah. In.
In or out on fake Christmas trees?
Ooh. I'm in because it's cheap. Money's tight.
I'm in on it because I grew up with a fake Christmas tree growing up, and I have no issue with them. I know some people look at it like sacrilege.
Right.
I have no issue with it. So in on fake Christmas trees.
I'm absolutely in on it because we put it up, you decorate it. When it's done, you keep it the way it is. You bring it right downstairs, put it in the corner. That's it.
Yeah.
Right. No cleanup, mm-hmm. No water,
yep.
No stand.
There you go.
You don't have to worry
in.
About a fire.
Yes.
No fire hazard.
Absolutely
right?
In. Yep. And no animals.
And no animals.
Like in Christmas
vacation. Oh, God, yeah. You know? With that raccoon in there or something.
All right, this one's controversial.
Uh-oh.
In or out on Die Hard being a Christmas movie?
I'm out. I can't sit with the family and watch it, so I'm out.
So I have a poll up. I do it every year at Sarge95 on Twitter. So unfortunately, the yes being a Christmas movie won this year. 55% of it won, 55 to 45%. I'm a strong advocate of no. And I'll tell you one major reason I heard actually last week why one car was so, very 100% that it's not. It has three Christmas songs in the movie. Mm. Two of them could be winter songs, Winter Wonderland and Let It Snow. That can be going on until January. You go to a movie like Home Alone, that's got 12 Christmas songs
okay.
in the movie.
Right.
Not just Let It Snow, but Santa Claus Coming to Town. Let's get the songs here in church, too. Holy Night, Silent Night, all that stuff. That's a Christmas movie. Die Hard, no.
So
absolutely not out.
When you go on your Comcast cable and you say Christmas movies,
oh, God.
Die Hard pops up as a Christmas
movie.
Well,
it's not.
I'm in. It's on Christmas Eve. And I'll even give you other movies that aren't considered Christmas. Why Him? You ever seen that one?
No. What's
absolutely a Christmas movie.
Okay.
It's with Bryan Cranston.
I'm going to check it out. Why Him?
But okay. It's absolutely a Christmas movie.
Joe, check out the NYPD latest tweet. They actually had a cool one. They said, we want to wish our good friend John McClane a Merry Christmas.
That's right.
Hashtag it is a Christmas movie. They just put it out.
In or out on eggnog?
Woo! I'm in, but I can't have too much because it's going to mess with my stomach. I'm going to be tore up for the next few days.
I feel like I'm the same person with Leroy.
Ah,
same thing. I can't have too much of it. Although an eggnog martini.
There you go.
Ain't bad.
There you go.
I'm in on eggnog.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm in on it too.
In or out as gift cards
Woo. Being
received as a gift?
Oh, I'm out. You're a lazy, cheap something.
Right.
If you do that, I'm out on gift cards.
If it's for someone that you really, you know, have a deep connection to,
right.
You love them, your brother, sister, all that, out.
Yes.
But if, it's Leroy, I've known you for about 3-4 months, you're okay. Getting a gift card. I like you, man. You're a good dude.
Come on. You have to open a gift. You can't give your mom, your girlfriend, your wife
right.
a
That's
gift card.
Said. Right.
They need to open something right up. Absolutely out on gift cards.
There you go.
In or out on going to the movies on Christmas Day?
Out. I want to be lazy. I want to lay back and do what I want, and the movies is not in.
So I'm in on this.
Whoa.
I've seen Lord of the Rings, Star Wars on Christmas Day. They didn't do it this year.
Okay.
What's up with that? No, there's nothing to go and see at the theater tonight.
Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah, let's go run to the theater.
No, it's the remake. I'm going to tell you, though, I'm out on it, and maybe it's me being an unselfish person, but I don't think the people at the movie theater should be working on Christmas.
Ooh, good
so
point.
So give them
good
a day
point.
Off.
In or out on Christmas carolers?
I'm in, man. 'Tis the season, man. Have a heart. Enjoy it.
Joe, that's like so 1800s. But listen, I have no issue with them. You don't see them that much anymore. I'm in on it, too. Yeah. Bring in spirit out. It's a beautiful thing. Right. I don't really see it much anymore.
I'm out. I don't want people coming to my door singing songs. I'm sorry. And it's not that I'm a bah humbug or anything like that.
Well, you sound like one.
No, you do. Especially if they ask me to go singing. Out!
Oh. Joe, go invite them in for a drink. I have to
feed a lot of them. In or out on wrapping your own gifts? On wrapping gifts.
I'm in, man. Quiet is kept, man. I love wrapping gifts. I'm actually pretty good at it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a side hustle. So yeah. Bring it on in.
We're going to Leroy next year. All right. So this year, a lot of my gifts were in the gift bag, so I just had that little tissue over it. No, but it's so much easier.
That's boring.
Personally, I am out on wrapping. I despise it. And I know that's a very strong word. I do not like wrapping gifts. Hate it.
Final one here.
What about you?
Wait, hold on, Joe, what about you?
I hate wrapping gifts.
Okay, so what?
Let the wife do it. I'll pay someone to wrap gifts.
Right, you know when I wrap the gift.
You can pay me.
You know when I've done it. It's terrible.
I'm going to bring it to Leroy
going forward here.
Yeah. So,
last one, in or out on putting up Christmas lights on your house?
Oh, in. I mean, that's like, if you have the chance to do that, absolutely. In. Christmas lights on the house. Love it. In fact, the best time to do it, what you really want to do, get ahead of the game. You got to do it on like one of those warm Indian summer days in November. Okay? You don't have to put the switch on until like Thanksgiving weekend or whatever.
Right.
But that's when you do it. Get ahead of the game. Put it up then. 100% in Christmas lights on the house.
No, I'm out. Health insurance is high. I don't need to fall. Also, like I said, pockets are tight. I don't need my electric bill to go up anymore. I'm out.
I'm a homeowner. Out. I didn't even think about it.
Right? Yeah, so you guys are so cheap.
All right. One more.
Uh-huh. Money over pride, huh? That's what it all comes down to.
Okay. In or out opening a gift on Christmas Eve?
Out. Only because I don't get much, so let me just save it until Christmas. If I get anything at all.
Yeah. Suck it up, Buttercup. You wait till Christmas Day.
I want those pajamas the night before, baby. Wear those pajamas when we open presents the next day.
Yeah, give me out.
I'm out.
All right, holiday edition, in or out. Hope we had some fun with that.
Yeah,
send some more in.
Didn't you have a Christmas ham, too?
Oh, yeah, in or out on Christmas ham. What do you eat on Christmas Day?
Oh, we have our rib roast.
Same here.
Chinese food.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Speaking of that, I got to share this one. Went to the butcher to pick up my 11-pound prime rib boneless.
Yeah.
And it's on Twitter, at Joey Murr.
Oh,
they wrote,
yeah.
Felger sucks.
Wow. And what did you say in return?
I laughed. What were they going to say?
You just laughed at it.
Walked in. I'm like, hey, can I get a ham? Can I get a beef for Joe Murray? And boom, they wrote Felger sucks on it.
Unbelievable.
Hey.
Wow.
So there you go. If you want to check that out, I posted it at Joey Murr on Twitter.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.